Vietnamese feast from Bang Khun Tho Than. Let's muck. My understanding of this place has been open for a long time, but they're under new ownership, and they've just recently gone on to Uber Eats. These are some of my favorite things, and they've been on a journey to get here. Let's get into it. Fish sauce wings. Sticky rice, some of those carrots, and there's some fried shallots on there. Yes. It's meant to go together. All right. Sticky on there. Don't want to waste any. Dip the rice in that caramel fish sauce. Do I hold? All right, I just gotta. Okay. I punctured the straw. It's a fun noise, though. Haven't had a coffee today. This is necessary. Bang Khun Duck Bits, a house special. It's duck bit, a bang khun, which are these rice paper rolls. Give the nok cham a taste. I like the nok cham when it has a little chili in it. This doesn't have any. Shrimp cupcake. Oh, that's delicious. I'd get an order just of those. Dang. Some Viet sausage. Texture's great. Not as cinnamony as I like, though. Cinnamony fermented sausage. Mmm. One of the stuffed rice rolls. I'm going to get it with all that Viet sausage. Basil, coriander. No, that didn't really work. It wasn't like that. Do that again. These shrimp cakes are crazy good. And finally, Mohoi duck bit. Oh, she funky. For me, you can tell it's gonna be a Kopum Bohoy when they have the blood pudding. Wait, how did that actually not hit me?
Try that again.
Yum, beautiful pieces of shank. And fish cakes. Dang, that was aromatic as fuck. Oh, there's some sausage in there too. If you never had a bung bo huay before, it's a spicy lemongrass broth, usually shank and Viet sausage. The blood sausage you'll only see in some of them. And then thicker rice noodles.